Before we go on here, I just thought I'd read this little bit to you here. It's not a lot. Well, I don't know unless it goes on. It goes on to page L4. Let me find page L4 first so I can just tuck right into it here. Where the hell? Oh, okay. There it is. All right. This is about Zach Levi. Now, you may or may not know who Zach Levi is. I have not very many favorite TV shows. I like TV shows that are written and scripted. I think they're a lot better put together by professional people rather than supposed amateurs doing reality TV, which seems to be all the rage. I watch no reality TV. It really allows me to curtail my TV watching, but when I do watch TV and get a chance to catch Chuck, I really like that show. I think it's well put together, and it's a good cast, and the acting is good, and the situations are funny. It's a comedy, kind of a comedy drama. Has been following a storyline. But anyway, it says, Chuck's Zach Levi shows range with voice in Tangled. Zachary Levi and Dustin Hoffman have something in common. They both bowed out of Mel Brooks productions after being cast by the legendary comic director. In Hoffman's case, he was supposed to play the crazy Nazi Franz Liebkind in the 1967 classic comedy The Producers, but he told Brooks the night before shooting that he had taken the starring role in The Graduate, which happened to co-star Brooks' wife, Anne Bancroft. Levi, a Ventura native and Studio City resident, won the lead role in the Broadway musical version of Brooks' Young Frankenstein. It was really just bonkers, the whole process, says the 30-year-old Levi, who stars in Disney's 50th animated film Tangled. The actor had just agreed to shoot the pilot for Chuck, the NBC comedy spy series, which is in its fourth year, when he got the chance to audition for Brooks and director Susan Stroman. I was so unbelievably nervous that my legs were shaking. I had to stomp them in time to the music so they wouldn't notice. Levi left the tryout thinking he did okay, though he didn't expect to get the role. A couple of callbacks later, he won the part, but when Chuck was picked up, he had to drop out of his chance to star on Broadway. Mel Brooks, from what I heard, was a little perturbed about that, says Levi. It wasn't my fault, at least. While Tangled doesn't give Levi a chance to dance, the 3D animated film does give him a chance to sing, including two duets with Mandy Moore, who voices Rapunzel in the twist on the classic fairy tale. Tangled. Levi is the voice of Flynn Rider, a bandit with a good heart who stumbles upon the tower where the princess has, continued on page 4, has been hidden by a witch who had stolen her at birth. Oh yeah, the same old story. Moore believes Levi's singing will astonish audiences. He has a beautiful voice that is perfect for something like this. The actor, who earlier this year teamed up with Catherine McPhee for a duet on her Terrified video, says he comes from a musically inclined family and that he grew up in Ventura doing a lot of musical theater. It's been cool to start exploring other talents. I don't know, maybe something will come of it, he says wistfully. I would love to sing more professionally, but it's just a matter of people embracing it or not. Levi laughs when it is mentioned that the animator's vision for Flynn was to make him the world's most handsome man. I'm just offering a voice. I can't take credit for any of that. But he enjoyed playing Flynn and exploring the character's self-obsessed, arrogant, vain, egotistical side, noting that the thief also is very funny and has some great one-liners. When asked which character he likes more, Levi smiles and says, I'm basically Chuck. I love video games and comic books and technology, and so when I got the job, I thought, oh, I don't really have to act all that much. I just get to be me a lot. On the other hand, Levi admits to being an adrenaline junkie, very un-Chuck-like behavior. I have a couple of motorcycles that I ride, sports cars, skydiving, bungee jumping, and snowboarding and all that stuff. It's amazing the things that mankind gets to do. But he only gets to do such daring do when he's not shooting Chuck. Once the season starts, I'm the ghost. My friends and family know they won't see me for a while. The show barely survived its first year, and it took a campaign from fans to get it renewed for a third season. Now in its fourth, it's been picked up through the year, although ratings, as usual, have not been stellar. Well, it's up to you, folks. Watch the show. It's funny. Television is a very fickle business, reflects Levi about the uncertainty of Chuck. You never know how long you're going to stick around. Our fans are unbelievable, and I clearly want to continue to do right by them. He says that playing the same role year in and year out, he finds himself longing for something different or just to change a pace. But it's a fun role, and it's a great cast and crew to play off of. This is where God has put me, and I'll continue to embrace it. It's a blessing. Well, see, he's very down-to-earth, don't you think? Levi admits that because of his shooting schedule, it's hard carving out the time to get to his hometown, although it's just an hour's drive away. But Tangled turned out to be a great fit for him. Unlike shooting a regular feature film, he could do his voice parts on the weekends. The process, though, meant recording most of the film without other actors around. In fact, Levi only met Moore once when they sang a duet with an orchestra. Like his co-star, he admits to growing up a Disney nerd and rattles off a list of his favorite animated films. Aladdin is probably my favorite, he enthuses. I just felt that it was the funniest by far. Robin Williams as the genie brought so much humor, and yet it was still very heartfelt with a lot of romance and drama and intrigue involved. And like comedians Williams, Jim Carrey, and Steve Martin have done in their careers, Levi would also love to take a turn for the worst. I'd really like to get some dark, gritty stuff at some point, and not just for the sake of doing dark, gritty. I'd like to stretch myself as an actor and show range if I can pull it off. I never want to get complacent or lazy. I want to feel like I'm being challenged all the time. That means, besides looking to dramas, the actor would like another shot at Broadway. But now that Levi has shown off his musical chops, don't expect there will be a musical episode of Chuck. A lot of fans have asked about that and asked for it to happen, but I personally don't think it works on our show, says Levi. I think it works for a show like Scrubs or Buffy, which are a little more surreal. But while Chuck is definitely a little bit surreal, I feel like we'd be jumping the shark to do a musical episode. Unless he adds in a never say never moment, it would work and still maintain the integrity of the show. Okay, well, I pulled that out and read it. I also have from the TV Guide here, 8 p.m. on Monday. This is Chuck. Here in L.A., it's on Channel 4. I guess that's NBC. Chuck's Zachary Levi, home situation and spy life crisscross when his mom, guest star Linda Hamilton, comes over for an awkward Thanksgiving leftovers dinner the day after the holiday. Ellie, Sarah Lancaster, keeps trying to solve the final clues left to her by her father, Ivan Stravosky, and Adam Baldwin also star. Adam Baldwin. See that big name stars and stuff. It's a good show. Anyway, speaking of the devil, I had another devil song here. This is Beelzebub's The Final Showdown by Tenacious D. Okay, speak of the devil.
Trust me, Cage, it's the only way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
To be your little bitch. Fine. Let the rock off begin. There's no way that we can win. That was a masterpiece.
Listen to me.
He rocks too hard because he's not a mortal man.
God damn it, Cage! He gonna make you his sex slave. You're gonna gargle mayonnaise.
No.
Unless we bust a massive monster mama jam.
Dude, we've been through so much shit.
Deactivated lasers with my dick. Now it's time to blow this fucker down.
Come on, Cage, now it's time to blow doors down.
I hear your jibbles, now it's time to blow doors down.
Light up the stage, cause it's time for a showdown.
We'll bend you over, then we'll take it around town.
Now we got to blow this fucker down.
It's gonna rape me if we do not blow doors down.
Daniel?
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. As a matter of fact, I'd appreciate it if I'll be over in about, as soon as possible, within, I hope, about 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
And Nicholas won't be able to make it today, so I still have our show radio with me here, too.
Oh, that's a possibility. Sure, I can do that. I can hang out.
Great, Ken.
Okay.
I'll feel all right. Thank you very much.
All right, see you after a while.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Fuck you, Cage. And fuck you, Jables. And that was Dan on his way in. Tenacious D.
panties, breakaway bra, warlock antlers, monkey paw.
Neighborhood. Where the dogs don't howl. trail. Don't sweep me with no broom. I just might get put in jail. Bad luck for me. It's bad luck for me.
Hey, hey, Mom!
Okay, I got another one here for you. This is Bruce Willis doing Devil Woman. This is a Lester Butler song, so Bruce Willis is doing the harmonica part here, which is significant. I think I could play this.
We'll be right back.
That was Bruce Willis. Whoa. That was Bruce Willis doing Devil Woman, a Lester Butler song, doing it live. This has been up for a while. Let's see, is there a date on here? January 6, 2008. This video has been seen 1,287,478 times. So I don't have to tell you it's good. Somebody else might think so, too. Anyway, and this is Laurie Anderson here. Play.
The day the devil comes to get you. You know him by the way he smiles. The day the devil comes to get you, he's a rusty truck with only 20 miles. He's got bad breath, he's got loose teeth, he's a long way from home. The day the devil comes to get you, he's got a smile like a scar. He knows the way to your heart. He's got the key to your car. When he sells you his sport truck, you say, "Funny, that's my size. Attention, shop. Everybody, please." The devil comes to get you. He right on time. Here we go.
Well, I'm sick of hearing about your problems. Yeah, girl, you're breaking my heart. I'm the original party animal. Hey, Babaloo. So don't come bang your Bibles, 'cause you've been laughing all the way in the bank. And don't give me those crocodile tears, 'cause you've been doing it for years. I'm everywhere. Somebody here missed.
devil comes to get ya. He's a long way from home. You know it, he's gonna get ya. Cause you're stuck in the middle. Everybody, please rise.
Give me that rock. up you'll never forget. If you'll give my husband some lessons for the bedroom.
God, you've got a dirty mind. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was my life. Sent you back to hell.
There'll be some changes made. Your roving days are through. Hey, little devil, I'm gonna make an angel out of you. Hey, little devil, you've got me all in a whirl.
Hey, little devil,
you're a cute little devil, and I'm gonna make you my girl.
Hey, little devil,
hey, you're out to break my heart, but just
tip of the hat to Radioactive Dick on that one. That was Neil Sedaka doing Little Devil. And this is Nine Inch Nails doing Dead Souls. We'll be right back. This is Robert Johnson doing Me and the Devil.
Early this morning, when you knocked upon my door, early this morning, knocked upon my door, and I said, "Hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go." Me and the devil was walking side by side. Devil, ooh, we're walking side by side, and I'm going to beat my woman until I get satisfied. She said, "You don't see why that you would dog me round." You know he ain't doing me right, don't you? She said, why. That Jerry dog me round. It must be that old evil spirit so deep down in the ground. You may be my buddy up on the highway side. Baby, I don't care where you be my buddy when I'm dead and gone. You may be my buddy, ooh, down by the highway side. So my old evil spirit can catch a greyhound bus and ride.
And I pulled out another Sympathy for the Devil I found that fell out. This is Sandy Shaw. Sandy Shaw, I don't know.
Hey! so in faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and faith. I made him show the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate.
Sandy Shaw doing Sympathy for the Devil to add to all those other Sympathy for the Devils. And I was thinking this show kind of went to hell this afternoon, but I was thinking too that the devil is the inspiration for a whole lot of good music out there, you know. I mean, going all the way back to Beelzebos, The Final Showdown from Tenacious D, Burn She Devil Burn by the Cramps, Legendary Shack Shakers doing Hellwater, Willie Dixon, I Ain't Superstitious, Led Zeppelin doing Black Dog, just kind of had to pull that one out as I was searching around. We had Bruce Willis doing Devil Woman, great, great performance, I think. Laurie Anderson, The Day the Devil Comes to Get You, Devil's Dance by Metallica, Speak of the Devil by the Misfits, Motorhead doing Hellraiser, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult doing Devil Bunnies, Neil Sedaka doing Little Devil, Nine Inch Nails doing Dead Souls, Daniel Johnson doing Me and the Devil, Sandy Shaw Sympathy for the Devil, and this of course is Wagner doing The Hall of the Mountain King. And I was thinking, boy, this show is coming up on 4 hours. And Dan is on his way in. And we probably do Media Mammal with Dan. So I may just wrap this show up. In fact, I'm thinking I haven't put a show up in a while on podcast. Woo! Mainly because my computer went down at home. Power supply for the G5 tower, I found out, is a problematic object after they become about 5, 6, 7 years old. And, oh shit, this is about to end. And Dan's at the door. Isn't that ironic? Alright. Okay, so I guess I'll end the show here. Alright. Have a good weekend. Uh-oh. Is it going to stop? Stop, dog. All right. Now, get back to here. Hold on, Dan. Let me just get to... Oh, shit. Where's the fucking thing? Is that it? Yeah. All right.